share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Following the crushing defeat suffered by Pakatan Harapan in the recent Malacca state elections, a number of youth leaders from the Democratic Action Party, DAP, have urged PH leader Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim to surrender his position. This did not go down well with PKR representatives, who hit back saying that Anwar alone cannot be held responsible for the outcome of the polls. In a statement posted via Twitter, PKR Youth Vice Chief Tibon Sebramaniam said it was unreasonable for anyone to point fingers at Anwar, saying many factors were to blame for PH's defeat in Malacca. The PH leadership, including Anwar, is ready to receive all criticism and views. But it would be extremely unfair if Anwar alone were blamed for PH's loss, it said. He also said that the statement showed that the spirit of camaraderie in PH was on the decline. After losing one state election, he immediately threatens to leave PH as if there was a plan in place to form a new coalition without PKR. If that is what the DAP leadership wants, they are free to remove PKR from PH, he added. The statement was in reference to a now-deleted Facebook post by Pahang DAP Secretary and Billet Assemblyman, Lee Chin Chen, which said that the opposition PAC needed to explore a new direction and consensus as soon as possible. If it failed to do so, DAP would have to consider the possibility of leaving PH. I call on Anwar to step down as the leader of the opposition so that PH can choose a new successor. Let us explore our new direction and consensus, as well as oppose religious conservatives in the Malay right-wing coalition. Meanwhile, in a Facebook post, DAP Socialist Youth, DAPSY, National Secretary, Eric Tay Hong Keat said that the defeat in Malacca had clearly shown that Anwar is no longer suitable to lead PKR or PH. In this state election, PH has been unable to attract Malay votes in the townships and districts, and it has also lost the strong support of the Chinese. He added, if Pakatan Harapan does not take tonight's lesson, the next Sarawak elections and national elections will eventually be full of grief and blood. Each generation has its own mission, and Anwar's historical mission has been completed. Obviously, he is no longer suitable to lead PH or PKR. I hope that the defeat would wake him to retreat and surrender the leadership to someone else, he said. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Malacca election on course for its lowest ever voter turnout, worse than 2020 Sabah polls. Source: Tibon. Twitter source: The Straits Times source: Astro Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.